Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And the prospective planting report has come and gone, and it did feature some bullish surprises for the corn market. May corn at 442 and a quarter, up 15 and a half. July, 454 and a half, up 15 and a quarter. December at 477 and a half is up 15 and a quarter as well. I'd like to remind you that the markets will be closed tomorrow. However, there will be a DMO looking over the week's action. Also, tomorrow's big inflation numbers and the COT reports will be released as normal. Now, getting on to the good news. Prospective planting intentions for corn came in at 90 million acres. That is down from last year's number of 94.6, and the average guess was 91.8, so we missed by 1.8 million acres of corn, and that produced an obvious and pretty staunch rally in the corn. Also, we got a quarterly stocks number today, and for corn, that came in at 8.34 billion bushels. We were looking for 8.44 billion bushels, so again, not a big surprise, but again, some positive news helping lift the corn market. Now, moving on to the soybeans. May soybeans at 11.92 finished the day down a half a cent. Well, that's only part of the story. May soybeans had a low of 11.77, so we finished 15 cents off the worst levels of the day. And when the report came out, it did manage to lift the soybeans. May beans at 12.05 and three quarters, down three quarters of a cent. New crop, 11.87, up 3.5. We finished a solid 20 cents off the worst levels of the day there. The markets were under pressure with soybeans early, as there's some ideas that China's hog market is, their hog herd is getting a little bit smaller, and that could affect demand. That's a long way down the road, and most likely we may see that change, as China's certainly interested in keeping food prices under control. The prospective planting report, 86.5 million acres of soybeans. That was exactly what the market was looking for. But notice that's a million acres less than what the prospective planting report is. So when we put these numbers together, we're seeing a noticeable cut in total corn and soybean acres. They didn't really lend themselves into cotton or wheat or sorghum or anything else. So this leaves us in an interesting situation coming into spring to see if prices do rally, if it brings any of these acres off the bench. May soybean oil at 48.16 was up 49. May meal, 337.50, that's down 150. And looking at crush, 79.75, up 2 cents on old crop. New crop, 106.50, that's up 50. Looking at the wheat market, May wheat at 561.5 was up 14. May Kansas City wheat, 487, up 8.75. Minneapolis wheat, though, at 645 was down 6. So we had a very mixed wheat market. Total wheat acres came in at 47.5 million as expected. Spring wheat was looking for 10.9 million. That came in at 11.3, hence the issues in Minneapolis. Durham wheat at 2 million acres was a noticeable increase and probably one of the better numbers we've seen for Durham wheat. For total acreage. Moving on to May rice at 16.39, that was down 20. Cotton at 91.38 was up 61. On the May futures, July 91.97, that was up 53. And December cotton 83.99, up 65. Cotton acres came in at 10.7 million. Average guess was looking for 11.3 million acres. So a little bit of a beat there on the cotton. We had export sales this morning. Generally pretty good for corn. Cotton is picking up a little bit. Not so great for soybeans and fairly ordinary for wheat. Moving on to the cattle market. June live cattle at 180.55, up 188. May feeders 248.92, up 65. June hogs at 101.40, down 20. May milk at 15.96 was down 9. And May orange juice at 363.25, down 7.05. And now for the bad news portion of our session. Yes, May crude oil, 83.02, up 167. And we are trying to make a new high and maybe a potential for a topside breakout with crude oil. That was up 2% on the day. Now for the okay news. Diesel at $261.58. That was up a penny and a third a gallon, but only up a half a percent. May unleaded at $271.90. That was up about 4.75 cents a gallon, or 1.75%. So at least the components are not outperforming the crude oil. The global crude market is rising. There's a lot of things driving this. Production losses, maybe some better demand out of Asia, a number of things doing that. But domestic production in the U.S. is strong, and that's keeping the components a little bit under control. Natural gas at $174 was up $3. June gold, $2,241.80 an ounce, up $29.10. We made a new all-time record high for the futures at $22,46.80. Silver at $24.99, up 24 cents. Dollar index at 104.56 was up 22. Today is the last day of the quarter, and stocks actually held up pretty well. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 39,807, up 47. S&P 500, 52.51, up about 3 points. NASDAQ Composite saw some profit-taking, 16,379, down about 20. And the small cap Russell continues to outperform, 21.24, up about 10 points or a half a percent. Tomorrow we will get the PCE inflation numbers. The markets will be closed for this. The 2-year at 4.62, up 5 basis points. 10-year at 4.20, up 1 basis point. The 30-year at 4.34, down 1 basis point. So we could be in for some surprises on Monday. There will not be any podcasts tomorrow due to the markets being closed. However, the DMO will be sent out at its regular time. So everyone have a happy and safe long weekend. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska.